Welcome to the Love Your Story podcast, a quick chat. That's one great inspirational idea in 15 minutes or less. I'm your host, Lori Lee. Today's show is about how to transform your perception of money and wealth. Stay tuned for our quickie discussion with Courtney McDermott, author of Give Yourself Permission, as we explore the idea of shifting the way you think about something as crucial as money for a different, more abundant mindset. Stories are our lives in language. Welcome to the Love Your Story podcast. I'm Lori Lee, and I'm excited for our future together of telling stories, evaluating our own stories, and lifting ourselves and others to greater places because of our control over our stories. This podcast is about empowerment and giving you, the listener, ideas to work with in making your stories work for you. Story power serves you best when you know how to use it. I'm Lori Lee.
And I'm Courtney McDermott.
Hey, we're here talking about money and wealth today for three reasons. One is that it was on the top content topic on the Love Your Story podcast for 2023. So I know the audience has an interest. And who doesn't want to learn how to live more abundantly, right, Courtney?
Definitely.
The second one is, I think the right mindset to something as important as wealth is really key to achieving it. You know, we talk about what story are we telling ourselves about money, and that's a big deal.
Right. Absolutely. It certainly is.
And, you know, and number three, the ideas that we'll discuss around this concept are really beneficial to simply living well, which you'll see as Courtney gives us a quick rundown. So, Courtney, you have a chapter in your book, Make a Lot of Money. In that chapter, you have five principles that you say are related to wealth accumulation. Let's just start there. We have 2 minutes basically for each concept if we're going to make it in our 15-minute quick chat time. So take it away. Like, what are your thoughts?
Great. Yeah. So, well, the first one is about wealth being an inside job. I think a lot of times this gets overlooked because, like with most things, we're looking outside. You know, we think it's the job. We think it's the raise. We think it's a certain amount of money. But really, that has nothing to do with your sense of wealth. And yeah, and so unfortunately, lots of times that externalization of it sort of catches us or moves us off track. And I think the more we can kind of go in and realize, wow, that wealth exists within us, that sense of, you said it before, abundance, right? It's in us, it's all around us. I'd love to know actually from your own story, kind of how this applies and whether you use this principle in your day-to-day.
Well, one of the things that you talk about, I think the first thing we have to do is define like what is inner wealth. And you mentioned in the book like gratitude and an inner reservoir of peace and of love. And I couldn't agree more. Like truly that when you have that foundation of especially gratitude, you know, of that's kind of a natural one for me. Like there, I have so many blessings and so many things to be thankful for that when I focus on that, I think love kind of builds on top of that. Like you feel so supported and so loved with that, all the blessings that it's easier to kind of give and love and feel those things. So I see that as a foundation. You talk about releasing external attachments and letting inner wealth lead, but what does that mean?
Well, first, I actually want to go back to your point about gratitude, because that's actually its own principle in the book. And it's what I call the master key to wealth. And I think lots of times that piece, people, again, they think, well, maybe they don't actually even think so much about what they have to be grateful for. But in all the research I've done and all of the work I've done inside myself to change my own perception of wealth, gratitude has just been this major, major key to it. So I'm glad that you've kind of found the same thing in your own journey. And I think that we really kind of need to pause and highlight that for people listening. And like I said, sometimes maybe it feels like, well, what do I have to be grateful for? Right. And you might be in one of those situations where you feel like there's not that much going on that you can really focus on in terms of your gratitude if things are not, or they're slipping or they're not what you want. And even starting small and watching the cumulative power of that, I make a really strong point of focusing on the things that I'm grateful for, focusing on the things that I'm excited about. And that is creating that inner wealth. So to go on to the second part, though, about releasing what doesn't serve you, because a lot of us have these stories, right? We have these stories in us that are still defining our relationship with not just money, but any abundance, anything that we might want abundantly in our life. And it's funny because money and love, because you made that point about love too, they're very intricately entwined. And you'll notice lots of times that it comes down to a lack of material wealth, often comes down to a sense of deservedness, or even an abundance of material wealth can come down to a sense of deservedness. And in my work with people, especially women around the world, what I've noticed over and over again is this reluctance to really feel that they are worth it.
Okay, so what I'm hearing then is if we want to attract greater wealth, we need to start with that inner space. How do you shift a sense of deservedness if you're not feeling it?
Right, that's a really good question. So the worthiness piece is something that it requires a real deep dive, because once you realize that that's kind of it, many times when I'm asking people the questions, because you'll get from many people, oh, I want to make $1 million this year or whatever, some arbitrary amount. And when you ask yourself why, so you really have to go to why, because for most people, I think it's the sense of worthiness, especially women, from what I've seen at this point, working with thousands of people on stage and all of that. And we go and we drill into some of these. But it might even be something else. Like, for example, certain people I've worked with, it's a sense of freedom. It's the sense of freedom that they're craving. So it's not so much the material wealth. It's the ideas that they associate with that. And if you're not feeling so worthy or you're not feeling so free, this comes back to that first principle that we were talking about it being an inside job, trying to access a part in you that feels that freedom or a time in your life. Sometimes it's easier for people to do it this way. So they might be, you know, sitting down, and one of the prompts could be, can I remember a time in my life where I felt really free? And if you can get even a glimpse of that, you're already starting to cultivate what you're really after. And that's the kind of wealth that nothing and no one can take away from you. It doesn't matter how much you have in the bank, you will have that wealth. That is real wealth. And so I think going to some of those questions and even really getting with yourself, like we talked about in a previous episode of ours, really getting with yourself starts to unravel that sense of worthiness or that sense of not being worthy. Does that make sense?
So if you're not feeling worthy, you step back and kind of find a place where at a time when you did feel worthy, or you were referring to freedom, like how do you figure out what your, I guess it's just a deep dive into what your purpose for wanting that wealth is. Is that right? Figure that out?
Yeah. First and foremost, it's that deep dive into the why. It's the deep dive into the why. It's going deep inside yourself and asking, what is it about this that's attracting me? Because as well, sometimes we're externally motivated. So like we think we need to have a certain amount of money to show something or to be perceived in a specific way. That also, though, goes back to this inner question, this like what's actually happening inside of you that requires you to seek that.
So and it so could that be safety. You might seek safety, or you might seek freedom, or you might seek status. You're just pinpointing what that is, what your why is. And if it's strong enough, then knowing that helps you to get it.
Well, yes. First of all, knowing it is just this awareness that then allows you to move into the frequency of that. So in one case, we were talking about freedom, and that was very specific to, you know, asking a question of a time in your life that you felt that. With worthiness, it can be more difficult because lots of people struggle to remember. If they're feeling unworthy, they might struggle to remember a time when they did feel worthy. So that becomes more about cultivating a sense of that within you, whatever that looks like. And you know, I often say, you know, different strokes for different folks, right? It's going to look different for everyone. The question is finding what does worthiness look like for you? Because worthiness is never going to be about what other people say about you. It's going to be about cultivating that sense within you. So again, there are so many different kinds of resources for this, but really what it comes down to is, and this goes back to the love point, is like, how do I love myself more? And even starting to ask yourself that question is a very powerful movement in and of itself that's taking place within you that might have been a little dormant or might have just not been as noticed as it needs to be for you to move into that. Because the thing about all of this, and you can affirm this maybe, I'd love to hear your perspective on it, is really it's experiencing it before you actually experience it, allowing yourself the experience of it, trying to understand what it would feel like in your nervous system to feel worthy, to feel capable, to feel ease, to feel whatever it is that you're, I would say lots of times it's the dysfunction of our nervous system. Like it's when things are in chaos that it goes searching for the external, whatever it is, validation or way to kind of get back into, or not even get back into, but superficially sort of tend to that.
You know, the closest thing that I can come to is I think we have to be able to imagine something before we can attract it or see it, you know, or think it's possible, right? So, gosh, and I think I already used this example with you when we spoke back in 2023, but I went with my friend up to her really beautiful multi-million-dollar house up on the in the San Juan Islands. And I couldn't, you know, that wasn't something that I'd ever pictured for myself until I was there with her in this beautiful, peaceful, lush place in the middle of this forest on the side of the island. And because I could then see and be there and it was real and it was somebody that was accessible to me and all of that, then suddenly I could see that for me, that maybe that was something that I could have or would want. And so I think that's part of it, you know, imagining that, knowing that that's a possibility for our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that story so much because it absolutely illustrates kind of when something comes into your awareness that allows your imagination to expand. And it may be something that you see in the physical, or it may just be something that happens internally, like an evolutionary impulse that drives you on to wanting more. That's great in and of itself. So it's definitely a key.
Is this idea of where love is, money is that because as you tune into what you love personally, to what you want, that naturally you create an energy around it that draws it to you? Is that kind of how that works?
Yeah, well, that's one of the principles in the book too, because the reason it's there is because lots of times people think that they think the two are mutually exclusive. In other words, you can't make money off of doing that, or, you know, whatever it is. But if you look around you, lots of people are, you know, and I can't find an example that someone's ever told me where they said, oh, but, you know, I could do this thing, but I wouldn't make much money. But you can point to many cases, many people who have done it and have made a lot of money. And I think the key is really going to those resources, like finding the people who have done what you've done, and they've done it in a very abundant way, rather than staying at the level of, yeah, kind of where everyone else is playing, because you maybe don't want to be playing where everyone else is playing. You maybe want more abundance. That's part of your expansion. That's part of the expansion of your consciousness. And here we go straight back to the example you just gave, because if I can see an example of it, you know, it's like, what was that? The 4-minute mile, right? Roger Bannister.
Yeah.
When he finally broke the 4-minute mile, I mean, at that time, and it wasn't that long ago in our history, but people didn't think it was possible. It just wasn't possible. That very same year, how many people broke it? I can't remember,
right?
But it
was,
you know,
I remember that.
And now it's like the norm. Now, if you don't run that fast, you can't even get in a certain marathon, you know? So that's what we're looking at here, is like really aim high. I can have another story about aiming high if you want that we could even maybe close this out on, but
yes,
yeah,
let's do that.
So one of my favorite people out there is Sarah Blakely, the founder of Spanx. And she was talking about this time where she was at an adventure outing with Richard Branson and other people. And I just spent some time with Richard Branson on his island in Necker. And when you talk about seeing potentials, holy moly. But anyway, getting back to this story. So one of the things that they had to do, everyone had to do, was they had to jump across how many feet they had to jump, but they had to jump into this person's arms on the other side of, like, on another cliff that they were facing, right? So two cliffs facing, and the drop down was, I don't know how many feet, but just freakishly.
You didn't want to fall.
You did not want to fall. And everyone fell except for Sarah. And when they asked her, how did you not fall when we all fell to our, you know, misery? And she said, well, when they said try to land in his arms, I actually looked way above him. I tried to jump way higher than he was.
Mm.
So jump way higher from whatever you're thinking. Like, look to those examples and jump that high, even higher than, much, much higher than you might have imagined. And you'll see that, you know, as they say, like, aim for the stars and end up, or aim for the moon and end up by the stars, or something along those lines. Yeah.
Courtney, great example. We are just closing up here on our 15 minutes. Can you just do a quick summary on how to transform your perception of money and wealth?
Well, the first thing is, again, just really get with yourself. Get with what it is that you're really after, so that you're not just thinking it's a dollar amount, because that won't bring you very far. So really getting to the deep-rooted...
what you're looking for. Yeah.
Questions of, yeah, what you're truly aiming for. And then, as we said, I think one of the biggest other things is gratitude, really appreciating what you have. Learning how to do that is a master key for sure. And learning how to express yourself in love. Like, it's funny, but these concepts, all of these concepts, the abundance of them is really about what's in you and cultivating that. And once you do that, you will find that it's limitless.
Thank you for being with us today, Courtney. We'll be back in the saddle with the next quickie chat a month from now. And Courtney's going to be with us again because she's got some really strong concepts in this book of hers. So we'll be talking about manifesting. And I know that I want to understand it better. And I know you do too. So join us. And in the show notes, you'll find information for Courtney and her book where you can get it and you can dive into these even more. It's all about doing good in the world, people. This is an easy way to do good. Share this podcast with anybody you know that might be interested right now in how to transform your personal perception of wealth. And that's our timer. Bam.